This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Mayan, Ash, Odeh, and Naya are a Jewish nomadic family who have been traveling the world over the last 7 years. Wherever they go, their Jewishness goes with them. They are currently in South Africa, and I'm delighted to have Mayan as my guest now to tell me why she's here and a little bit about the nomadic life. Mayan, welcome. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. This is such a sport, such a privilege. Thank you so much for inviting me.
So you have a connection to South Africa?
Yes, it's been really wild. I've been here now for 1 week, and I've always had a connection because I was brought up here for 4 years. My father worked here with the Jewish agency. His name is Doron Klein. And I went to Yeshiva College. It was my primary school. And always, like, when people would ask me, what are you? I would say South African, even though I'm half South African, half American, more Israeli. But it's always been really a big part of me. And now coming back here and showing my husband where I grew up, I went to my old house yesterday.
Wow.
And my girls, I just realized how this place and the community has such an impact on me.
And I'm sure many of the listeners will remember your dad because he played such an important role in this community while he was here. Mayan, tell me a little bit about how you got involved in the nomadic traveling life.
So it's been a journey. It's always, you know, easier to speak about things after the whole thing, but it's been basically 8 years. So already 8 years traveling, and we've left Israel. So I met my husband. I came back after traveling in Africa, actually. I did B'nai Camp here, and then I went to travel for 5 months after I finished the army. And I came back to Israel. And I just finished. I was a combat soldier in the K-9 unit. I just finished. All I wanted was just to travel the world. And I came back to Israel, actually, to get my dog from the K-9. That's why I came back after 6 months. And I worked in a restaurant in Jerusalem, and that's where I met my husband. And my first reaction was like, oh no, because I literally just wanted to go and travel the world. So why am I meeting a romantic relationship right now? It wasn't for me. But it was Baruch Hashem, my beshet, and we met each other, and we got engaged and married within a year, and we left Israel. And ever since then, so it's been 8 years of like a never-ending honeymoon. So it started like that.
That is absolutely incredible. Where did you travel first?
So I have a huge list, if you want me to say. But in the beginning, it was Asia. So our first 2 years was Asia, all over, like all the classics, like Thailand, you know, Myanmar, which isn't such a classic, but Myanmar, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, Singapore, Nepal, India. I was also in Australia, just the whole of like that Asia. And then after 2 years, we came to the U.S.,
Okay, yeah. So let's just go into your nomadic life. What does nomadic mean for you?
So it's changed. It's evolved. Like we all grow and evolve. So now where it is at today, so we'll get soon to what we do now in India. But where it is, we have 6 months here that we're nomadic. We realize that we can't just like, nomadic basically means that you don't have a proper home, right, and that you're just moving from place to place. But I've realized, especially now having 2 girls and like a family, that nomadic needs to be a place in my state of mind.
Okay.
That I'm just home is where my family is.
Right.
So I don't really feel so nomadic because I don't really need a house because I've put so much of my energy and my focus on my family. They don't go to school or anything. They're 24/7 with me. My husband and I are 24/7 with one another. Our work is 24/7 with one another. So like that's my home. So sometimes I don't even feel so nomadic because my home is with me wherever I go. But yes, I don't have my own shower, bed, etc., what people are used to. So that's what it is for me. So it's changed within the years. But now I feel sometimes less nomadic than it seems to other people. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, as you say, having a family, having children, I'm sure changes things. But to an extent, it hasn't changed in that you still travel.
Right.
And you, is it more challenging with children or just more fun?
So it's changed it in the more like meaningful way because it's not just me in the world. I have a responsibility. I have an impact. I have chinuch. I have, that's what's changed. You know, that I have like now that we travel. So 6 months a year now with from Purim. So basically Betalev. Should I talk about Betalev or something?
Sure.
So Betalev is a Jewish home that we opened in India. 3 years ago. So 6 months a year, we are at our Jewish home, and the other 6 months, we nomad. The 6 months that we're in Beit Halev, it's a very, very meaningful time for me and my husband and for our girls, because it's basically a home that's open 24/7. And it's like, we wake up in the morning and there's people cooking in the kitchen and making coffee. So it's like, literally like a communal home.
Explain communal home. Is it for Israelis living in that area, for Jews? Tell me a little bit.
So it's not people that live there, it's for travelers. Right. So what happened was that we were nomads for so many years, like I told you, like we were 2 years in Asia, then we got to the US. And after the US, we lived in a van and we would travel around the van. And then that's where our shlichut aspect started, because we realized we can't just travel. We don't get enough meaning from it. We need something deeper. So we started just volunteering and giving ourselves in different places. And one place was a Chabad house in Northern California. And they became our mentors for just chesed, for just giving. And then we realized that everywhere that we go to travel, we suddenly are not traveling. We're like volunteering and cooking and staying there for months. So that's how it evolved. And then we felt like we were ready to open our own place. And we wanted to open a place where there isn't any Jewish center, there isn't a Chabad, there isn't any place. So we got to where we are today, which is a state called Kerala. And the city is called Varkala. So that's where we have. And in our state and in the state next to us, there's no Jewish center. So the nearest Jewish center is 30 hours away from us.
Wow.
So it's a lot of purpose to where we are, and it's mostly Israeli travels. We haven't had South Africans yet, so whoever's listening, you must come. It's a very, very special community center for all the travelers. Where we are, it's a place that people usually don't stay less than a week, 2 weeks. So people come and do, like, literally come and have a journey with us. And we do workshops and classes. I do a shiur 4 times a week in the morning. My husband does a Kabbalah class every evening. And we have like yoga almost every morning, breath work, art, like different workshops. We have 2 communal meals a day. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very special, special place. And that's what my girls love, because they have people and, you know, kids and friends. And just like, we live next to the beach, 10-minute walk. And it's just like a very, very, they like learn chesed and giving from age 0. And the traveling is that since both of them, since they were 3 months, we've started to travel. And both of them, I was pregnant with Odeh, pregnant in Mexico when she was 8 months pregnant. When I was 8 months pregnant, I went to go give birth in the US. And Naya, I was 8 months pregnant in India. And then I came to give birth there in the US. So they were like born into it, literally.
Unbelievable. So, yeah. You talk about hippie chesed.
Hippie
Hasidish. What do you mean by that?
So we try to find a way to categorize ourselves, because people want that.
Okay.
You know, like, what do you belong to? Which shul? What nusach? All of that, things that I don't identify with.
Right.
And we also realize that when people come to our Jewish center, they don't even ask, like, what are you? Because they just feel so connected that they just feel, I'm a Jew, you're a Jew.
Right.
Doesn't matter. But to the outside world, that they care about more like what you are. So we just made up Hasidic hippie. And it just basically means that the way that we connect to Judaism is from Hasidut. We both study Hasidut a lot. We're both very, very connected to the Kabbalah. And that's how we connect to Judaism, from a very spiritual way. And hippies, that's all we always were. So together, it's a good combo.
Keeping Jewish customs. I've been on your Instagram page, and I encourage everybody to visit that Instagram page if you just want a little bit of a smile and happiness and joy. Purim, Hamantashen, you make your own, you get. I mean, how do you manage to keep your Jewish traditions going in remote cases?
So it's a question we get asked a lot, because, yeah, it's people that are used to just going to buy kosher wine. They don't think about, you know, or like, you could just go and get sufganiyot on Hanukkah, sorry. So for us, it's been actually something that's even more like strengthened us in our Judaism, because in India, let's say, which is the easiest, because we're not traveling, we have a kitchen, it's the easiest in a way, then we are able to make our own wine. So we make a huge amount of our own wine. And now we have a freezer, which is new. Now we have a freezer so we can freeze our wine. And then we have for every week, we defrost. Challah, of course, we make, but we make literally everything. Like, my husband goes every single day to the cows. And then we have he doesn't milk it physically, but someone milks it, he watches. So it's Challah Israel. So everybody can eat by us, all the different kashrut. And then he makes his own mozzarella, his own butter.
Wow.
And we're able to give people, like, every Friday, every Monday, we have pizza. pizza night. So we're able to have fun pizza nights. So we just make everything from scratch. And whatever we want to buy, let's say pasta, then there is a WhatsApp group with a really, really a sweet rabbi that you send him the picture on the front or the back, and he tells you if it's kosher or not.
Oh, wow.
So it's really cool. But it's not a lot of processed foods. But let's say pasta is one of them that we can get. But like, Baruch Hashem, I think, that we can't get snacks, which is such a blessing. And thank God. So that's in India. In other countries, it's sometimes a little bit harder. But we just make do and live very simply. Like now in Uganda, there was one box of matzah for the whole 100 people community, for the whole Pesach. Not only for the
one
Seder.
Box of
matzah. So I was watching it on Instagram. All our friends doing like all these beautiful Pesach Seders, and ours was so beautiful, but just different. More in spiritual, less in physical.
Yeah, but also it's a good lesson that you don't need the abundance that we sometimes associate.
Right,
it's not necessary.
The abundance was there. It was there. It was just not physical.
Physical.
It was just the most meaningful Pesach.
I was going to say the focus then can be on absolutely what's essential.
What Pesach is about.
Yeah.
Being free from all of the...
Mayan, you must have had amazing experiences. Is there any experience that stands out?
Wow. I probably should have thought about that answer before. So yes, thank God. So many. I have a community that stands out.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to travel in El Salvador. It was COVID time. It was just after COVID time, but still a lot of the countries mm-hmm. wanted you to have a vaccine. And I'm glad to send radio that we're not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're not vaccinated. And we wanted to go somewhere to travel. And the only place that we could was Mexico and El Salvador. So we randomly went to El Salvador. And it was 2 days before Purim. So we went, they were like, okay, we're not going to have any Jewish community to do Purim in El Salvador. We're just going to do by ourselves Purim. So we were just planning to do by ourselves Purim. We had Odeh. She was a few months old. And that was our plan. The day of Purim, like, it's Tanita Stern. And like, so I was just like going on Facebook and I was just saying, maybe I'll look for Spanish. So I was starting to search in Spanish. I don't really know so much Spanish. Now a little bit more, but comunidad, judaismo, just like searching. And then I see a community. I didn't know if it was a real Jewish community or just like Christians that like Jews or. But I sent them a message. Within an hour, they came to pick us up. And we get to the community. And it's literally an Orthodox Jewish community living in a village in the middle of like nowhere in El Salvador. I would never imagine. And they are proper. And we've been going back for 3 years already. And it's like, you can't even imagine. It's like the baker who bakes the baked goods kosher and he goes on the bicycle and gives everyone before Shabbat. Then there's the shochet who cuts the chickens, only chickens, for everybody. Then there's like this small Jewish shop and next to the shore, so everybody can buy the kosher things that they bring. And then there's a lady in the market that makes the kosher pupusas, which is the local. So that would be like the most meaningful thing for me, like that you go to a place, you don't even imagine that there's anything there. We literally didn't think there's anything. And then suddenly we discover this vibrant Jewish community keeping everything in like such a, like they like work so hard to keep everything because it's so important for them. And they choose Judaism every day and just so, so, so inspiring.
Oh, what an incredible story. Mayan, we don't have time to tell your worst story, but...
Good.
But we can follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
And where else?
So, Baruch Hashem, Instagram is our big page. Mm-hmm. We have over 65,000 followers mm-hmm. there.
65. Plus one.
Yeah. Plus one. Plus more now. Yeah. YouTube. We're starting our YouTube page right now. So it's going to, please God, it's like grow and be amazing. So you can follow us on YouTube, The Jewish Nomads. And whoever doesn't have Instagram can follow us on Facebook. And that's funny. And we have, of course, we have a site, thejewishnomads.com.
Where are you going next?
So we are now going to Israel tonight.
Okay.
So we are going to Israel for 3 weeks. And then we are going for 2 months to Eastern Europe. So it's going to be a few countries Eastern Europe. And then from Europe, we're going to go back to Israel for 2 months. And then, of course, Beit Halev, India for six months.
Yeah. What an opportunity to see the world. It's really incredible. I'm sure you are leading many people's best lives.
I don't know. But I hope that we get to inspire people to connect to themselves and to do what their purpose and their shlichut in the world. And also to make people understand that we can just all love one another and there's no need to differentiate between ourselves.
And for those of us that are kind of stuck at home for the moment and can't travel as much as we can at least travel with you through your various platforms.
Yes, and I hope we also just inspire you to do what you need to do in the world. It doesn't matter if, you know, like traveling is ours, but it's not everybody's. So just to do what you need to do.
Well, thank you so much for joining me and
thank
travel
you
safely.
For your time. Oh, man. Thank you.
That is Mayan, and she is part of the Jewish nomadic family who have been traveling the world close on 8 years.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zephyr, only on 101.9 High FM.
I have time just to greet you, but before I do so, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you are having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside Dis-Chem Pharmacy. It's better health starts here. Thanks to Craig and Vusi for putting the show together. If there's anything you'd like to comment on, you can send me an email on Cherise@sajbd.org. Otherwise, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.